Scripture reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. If anyone is in new Christ, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. The psalm for this past Sunday was Psalm 148, which was the psalm that we sang a few minutes ago. I'm going to read through chunks of it. You can look at it if you want to. 526 in your pew Bibles, or you could just turn back in the hymnal to where we just sang it from. Psalm is clearly about praising the Lord. That's the theme. I did not count up how many times it says praise the Lord, because after seven or eight times, it's unnecessary. It's in there so much. Praise the Lord. This is what the psalm's about. Who's praising the Lord in this psalm? There's three groups of people that are praising the Lord. Or I shouldn't say three groups of people. There are three things that are praising the Lord. First of all, the angels are praising the Lord in verse 2. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Also, all nature is praising him in verses 3 and 4. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Verses 7 through 10, same theme. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and mist. Stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars. Beasts and all livestock, creeping things and all flying birds. So all nature, along with all the angels, are praising the Lord, but also all people. Look at verse 11. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children. Who's not praising the Lord is the question in this psalm. All the angels, all of nature, and all human beings are praising the Lord. This pretty much sums it up, doesn't it? What are they praising him for? Well, there's basically three things that they're praising him for in this psalm. First of all, they're praising him for being the creator. Look at verse 5. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. And he established them forever and ever. He gave a decree and it shall not pass away. We praise God, like the hymn we just sang, because he created everything. We also praise him, not necessarily for what he's done, although you can't separate these two things, but also just for who he is. Look at verse 13. We praise him because he's great and glorious. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above heaven and earth. We praise God because he created everything, but we praise God because he's praiseworthy and great. And maybe most importantly, and this is where the psalmist ends up, we praise God because he saved us. Look at verse 14. We praise him because he's raised up a horn for his people, praise for all his saints, for the people of Israel who are near to him. Praise the Lord. What's that bit about the horn about? Well, the horn in the Old Testament is a symbol of strength. It's kind of connected to animals who have horns and are powerful. But frequently the word horn is used to refer to the Messiah. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, Hannah ends up her prayer by praising God for giving her a son who is going to one day anoint the horn of God's people, the anointed one. Think about the prayer of Zechariah in Luke chapter 1 and verse 69. He says this, "We praise God for he has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David." Specifically talking about Christ is the horn that God has raised up for us. And when the psalmist says in here in verse 14, we praise God because he's raised up a horn for his people. We're praising God because he created everything, because he's praiseworthy. When the rubber hits the road, we praise God because he's given us a Messiah to save us. Again, who's doing all this? Everybody and everything. Now the question is, when is this happening? It's not really happening right now, although we're praising God. But is all creation praising God? We can say in many senses creation is, but creation is also groaning under the weight of the sin which has broken it and made it futile, Romans 8 tells us. We know that not all angels are praising the Lord, and we know that some angels have rebelled against God. We know that not all people are praising the Lord. Now, when the people of Israel would sing this Psalm 148, they would do so singing it at the back of the Psalter where it exists. And the Psalms, if you go through them, trace the whole story of redemption. God has chosen this people to be his own. He's given them a Messiah in David. He's redeemed them. He's saved them. But then they rebelled against him and the Messiah has gone away. and they're heartbroken and they're in exile. And then the very back end of the psalm, you get them coming back to the temple at some point in the future. And finally wrapping it up with all of nature praising God. This is the new creation. And when the people of Israel in exile in Babylon would sing Psalm 148, they would do so purely as an act of faith in the promises that God had made to Abraham and to David. We too sing Psalm 148 as an act of faith that someday the whole world, all peoples, are going to praise God for who he is and for what he's done. We have something more than that. We have the resurrection of Jesus, which brings the future into the present, brings the new creation. That's what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5. If you're in Christ, you are a new creation here brought into the old creation as an advanced guard. We look forward to the day when all of nature, when all people, when all angels will praise God for who he is and what he's done. Not simply as an act of faith, but as a present here in the moment. He's doing it right now. He is the great God who is saving us. And we are, before the whole world, the advance guard of the new creation and praising him for it.